Chapter 7. With shame, I recognized that I had entered upon that work in far from the right temper, far from the respectful and judicial spirit which was its due of reverence. I had begun upon it with the following paragraph for fuel. Fissures of the parietal and occipital lobes, lateral surface, the postcentral visceral complex and his hemicerebrum, the postcentral and subcentral are combined to form a continuous fissure, attaining a length of 8.55 centimeters. Dorsally, the fissure bifurcates, embracing the gyre indented by the caudal limb of the paracentral. The caudal limb of the postcentral is joined by a transparietal piece. In all, 5 additional rami spring from the combined fissure. A vadum separates it from the parietal, another from the central. It humiliates me now to see how angry I got over that, and how scornful. I said that the style was disgraceful, that it was labored and tumultuous, and in places violent, that the treatment was involved and erratic, and almost, as a rule, bewildering, that to lack of simplicity was added a lack of vocabulary, that there was quite too much feeling shown, that if I had a dog, that would get so excited and incoherent over a tranquil subject like encephalic anatomy I would not pay his tax. And at that point I got excited myself, and spoke bitterly of these mongrel insanities, and said a person might as well try to understand science and health. I know now where the trouble was, and am glad of the interruption that saved me from sending my verdict to the university. It makes me cold to think what those people might have thought of me. M. T. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.